When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Authorities are desperately searching for a killer accused of going on a rampage.
The search for a possible serial killer.
An urgent manhunt for a man authorities believe is behind a triple killing spree.
Police here speculating that a possible serial killer may have struck again.
I told her to get out of the car, and that's when she became afraid, and then I shot her.
Listen, welcome to Jesse Wiseman's Crime Ghana.
Yeah.
So, this case, I told you about it because I was like, let's get on this before they get the motherfucker, right? Is what I sent to you. This is a case that imprinted on me probably like a year ago.
When? That long ago?
Yes.
I had never heard of it before you sent it over to me.
So I think people will kind of remember. We'll go through the whole thing. But 4 years ago, mother of two disappears on Mother's Day in Colorado. It was kind of this thing that was like they're looking for her, missing. You know, it was this thing of like on Mother's Day, that's horrible, pretty normal. I think it doesn't hurt that they're all, let me just say, they're all good looking. The daughters, the husband, the wife. We've got a real good looking white family.
I can publicly say that one of the daughters is very attractive because she's of age. The other one, I have nothing to say about yet.
Okay. The younger one's the hotter one. Anyway, so it kind of captured for a second. These things always kind of go away after, and you're like, oh, whatever happened to that? It captured the nation for a second. It was on all of the news, you know, made national news of mom missing mother on Mother's Day, right?
Oh, shit.
And then, so this was 4 years ago.
Does she die? I had.
Listen, she's missing. We don't know.
She's still missing?
She disappeared.
Disappeared. Vanished. And then the husband kind of kept doing interviews, right? And I kind of pay attention to this kind of stuff. I did with the Murdaugh murders. So on Good Morning America with Murdaugh, they first reported on him getting shot in the head by the side of the road. You know what I mean? Trying to change his tire. And I just went, that's fucking weird. It's just they're reporting it like it's this totally serious, oh my gosh, he's okay. And I just go, I don't like it. So with this case, it's one that we don't have a total ending to, but I feel like we're going to solve it today. I feel like you guys are going, you know, I feel like it's something that you guys can keep your eyes out for what is going to happen.
And then they can all say, Crime Corner got it first.
I knew it. Right.
Yeah.
We are detectives.
And maybe not.
Hmm?
We're training a fleet of detectives.
This
with
is
our show.
What we're on this case. Right?
I like that. We're on the
and
case.
And maybe we might get a call from the Colorado police. You know, I don't know. I don't know. If they like our reporting, if they like the evidence, you know, they might be like, hey, guys, can you?
Well, it's all going to be behind the scenes, though. They're still going to want to take credit for it, but.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to be like, we talked to some sources.
Experts.
Fuck you.
I like the ring of investigative reporter Jesse Wiseman. That's
that would be sweet, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're actually solving cases.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the Susan Morphew, Barry Morphew case out of Colorado. If anyone remembers that moment 4 years ago when you're like, oh, fuck, mom missing.
Nope, never heard of it.
Mom missing on...
Yeah, I haven't heard
I'm
of
talking
that.
About people that actually watch like morning news and evening news and stuff like that.
Oh.
Oh.
People that have cable.
Oh. Starting off strong.
Yeah.
I think what she means is white strong. Women. We're not white women, so we didn't know about the case right away.
Mm. So true. It was definitely like...
As soon as it hits Lifetime, though, as soon as they make the movie,
I know,
then
you guys
I'm
aren't
know
watching
it.
Like the Today Show or Good Morning America, right? So it is a certain, you know.
Do you really watch the morning shows like every day?
Yeah, I'm up
with the kids and shit.
No, I get up at 6, get them to
you're up at 6. Fuck
every day.
Well, that's when
I go to bed.
No, that's when her jiu-jitsu gym opens up.
Yeah. So I can roll really quick. And yeah, get up at 6, get the kids ready, get them to school. Then I have coffee. I'm sitting on a couch with the TV in front of me. The only things that are on, Today Show, Good Morning America, all those fucking. And in between the cooking segments, they do a bit of news.
Yeah.
You do find out what's happening at the colleges and Israel and.
You get your updates.
Palestini too. Palestini Tane. can you imagine, like I'm saying, I'm watching this and this guy, the husband of Susan Morphew.
Is talking to Hoda.
Not Hoda, but one of those. They've done like, yes, and it's morning show and they're being very light about it. And they're just like, can you believe, you know. And just talking it. He's holding the hands. All right, we're going too far ahead. We'll get into that later. Susan Morphew. Coop, let's go.
2020 was a bad year for most of America. Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California.
Kobe.
Giant killer hornets from Asia invaded the U.S. And Elizabeth Warren officially backed out of the presidential race, shattering our dreams of having the first Native American president.
Brill.
There was apparently also a case of sniffles going around. Pretty much the only people who came out on top were the Mormons, who successfully got polygamy decriminalized in Utah.
Oh, now that happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in 2020.
Oh, little
what
known.
What does that mean?
Having multiple wives?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right? Yeah, it used to be a crime, if you can imagine.
Right? I don't see anything wrong with that. But 2020 was also...
If everyone agrees, why is it a crime? Anyway...
Look, that's a whole other conversation that we can have after the show, and I do have a lot to say about that.
Yeah, I bet.
Then I'm going to go into my Nazi tirade. 2020 was also a bad year for a 49-year-old mother of two named Suzanne Morphew. On May 10th in Chaffee County, Colorado, Suzanne left for a solo bike ride and never returned. To make matters worse, she disappeared on Mother's Day.
Do you? Susan had what many would consider to be a picturesque life. She met her husband, Barry, in high school in their hometown of Alexandria, Indiana. Barry was a star baseball player who was later drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh.
I know. He's a good-looking guy, unfortunately. My type. Susan was pretty, blonde, and popular, possessing a smile that some might say...
She's gonna die. But that's not the saying.
We don't know. Could light up her smile could light up a room, and we don't know what that, you know, we don't know what that means. She could vanish with a smile that lights up a room.
True.
Too. And just want to get away. Right?
True. She I mean, just a good smile like, will take you a long ways in the world.
Fuck this. I'm out of here.
Oh, God.
And light up every other room, right? According to one of Barry's coworkers, Susan was...
a sweetheart. She was a real kind lady. She's almost an angel, like something you'd see off a Hallmark movie. Almost too perfect. And that was a direct quote.
From who?
Some guy named Cody.
Sick.
So, a coworker.
Side piece?
Of Barry's. Mm. No. Just like a dumb dude. She was a sweetheart. She was a really kind lady, you know?
Barry. I mean, she made his kids cookies once. Of course she was an angel.
Yeah, exactly. Barry and Susan began dating after graduating high school and later married in 1994. Barry went on to start a successful landscaping business where little ding-a-ling worked. while Susan got a job as a school teacher before leaving to raise their two daughters full-time. When their daughter Mallory moved to Colorado to attend college, Suzanne and Barry... Have I been saying Susan the whole time?
I was confused about that also.
Sorry, Suzanne.
Is it spelled Suzanne?
Yeah, S-U-Z-A-N-N.
N-N-E. Susan is spelled S-U-S-A-N.
Sorry, Suzanne Morphew. Did I say Susan Morphew?
Oh, who cares? I mean, it's not like she's going to correct you.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Morphew is a horrible name, by the way.
It really is bad.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that every story that we do, the people that I meet in real life have pretty normal last names, no? I mean,
actually,
you
yeah,
just
for the most
like,
part.
The last three shows,
but,
every last name has
no,
been awful.
In all of these crime shows, there's always a couple or the main, like, their names are weird, right? I don't know.
I can't think of anybody that we've... Maybe it's because of where we live. Like, right now, we are pretty close to Colorado, but they did come from Indiana.
Maybe when you want to kill someone, you just pick somebody with a shitty name, because it makes it easier on you to do
the
deed.
Maybe having a shitty name, you just get, like, fed up with shit, and you're just like...
Well, you're getting picked on your whole life, probably, when you have a shitty name. There's a lot of shit behind a shitty name.
Well, from the amount of shitty names that we've had on the show, there's probably a reason for that, because they end up getting killed.
True.
It's true.
They're
true.
A dying breed.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to find some kind of connection. It's probably not there, but we always in these episodes are kind of like, God, that fucking name, right?
Yeah.
The Mighty Morphew
Suzanne
Power Rangers.
Suzanne Morphew. Strike everything before that. But Barry and Suzanne began dating after graduating high school and later married in 1994. Barry went on to start a successful landscaping business, school teacher, blah, blah, stayed home to raise her daughters. When their daughter Mallory moved to Colorado to attend college, Suzanne and Barry packed up and got a new house just outside of Salida, Colorado, to be closer to their daughter. All seemed to be well until she failed to return home on the fateful day in 2020. On the morning of May 10th, 2020, Mother's Day, Suzanne's two daughters, Macy and Mallory, were heading home from a camping trip. Weird that they were camping, but listen, you're in college, you're not, you know, you're fine in your independence. You're not going to be home all the time for Mother's Day, right?
Well, and also, you go through all the trouble of going to college and moving to a different state to get away from your parents, and they fucking
and here they
and
fucking come.
You. Yeah, I'm going to be spending a decent amount of time camping, also. And yeah. weed is legal at that point in Colorado.
Yeah,
you really think that a religious family is going to be okay with you just, you know, smoking some of the devil's lettuce?
Right. Like, thanks, Mom and Dad. I'm so glad you moved closer.
Devil's lettuce is marijuana?
Yeah, jazz cigarettes.
And the devil's dandruff?
What's
not familiar with it?
Not familiar. Coop doesn't know. He doesn't know. Mother's Day, Suzanne's two daughters, Macy and Mallory, were heading home from a camping trip. Along the way, they sent their mother a happy Mother's Day text and let her know they would be home a little bit later that day. They were supposed to be home earlier, and they're like, we're... you know, we're still too high to come home. We got wasted, we're hungover, we got high, whatever. We're leaving now, we're going to be home. When the daughters didn't get a reply, they called their father and let him know they hadn't heard from their mother in a while. Barry had also texted Suzanne earlier that day to wish her happy Mother's Day. He had left for some kind of job that he was doing 3 hours away. So he texted her after he thought maybe she had woken up and didn't get a text back. But they had been married for 25 years, so not getting a response. I mean, please.
Normal.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Joel and I know. We heard.
Yeah, you guys are old hat at that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So getting no response was pretty normal. The daughters not getting a response, however, was not normal. Like, they would always get a response, especially if they were saying when they were coming back and happy Mother's Day and everything.
So Barry began to worry and asked a neighbor to check on Suzanne. The neighbor informed him that she didn't appear to be home, but her car was still parked in the driveway. Mm. Barry then asked the neighbor to check and see if her mountain bike was still there, but the bike was gone. Suzanne was an avid mountain biker and would regularly go for rides on her own. Still, something about the situation didn't sit right with Barry. He asked a neighbor to call the police. A missing persons report was filed and a search was launched. The timeline for that seems a little weird.
So usually, I think it was like a small community and circumstances were what they were, but it's very strange for an adult, for you to report an adult missing and for them to do a missing person report very quickly. They usually are like, we need to see, this is an adult that may have left on her own. If she's still missing, I think it, what is it, 48 hours or 24 hours?
I thought that's what it's
supposed to be. It's something where they have to be like, we're not just putting missing person reports for someone that you haven't heard from for an hour.
If you could report somebody missing because they didn't respond to you for 24 hours, I would be on a missing person's list. Like, on a daily basis.
And it's happened. So they're just kind of like, you know, although in this case, weirdly, they moved very quickly. Also, you know, he said, you know, is her bike there? She may be on a bike ride. Now the bike isn't there. So why wouldn't you just assume, okay, she's on a bike ride. Like, you were asking me if the bike was there. It's not. That means she's probably on a bike ride, right? Instead oh, the bike's gone. Well, she usually goes for bike rides. She's gone.
Yeah, there's definitely something wrong here. I mean, maybe we shouldn't bury the lead too much on this one. There's so much shit about this case that just doesn't make sense. Reporting somebody missing that soon, asking to check and see if their bike's there. Their bike's not there. Oh, they must be missing.
It's weird.
It is strange, yeah.
If she rides her bike
all the time.
Yeah, and it's a matter of hours with a grown woman. I mean, I leave my phone places.
Well, you don't show up for days and no one's worried about you.
Right, because no one fucking cares. Maybe she thought, oh, no one's going to be here with me on Mother's Day. I guess no one cares where I am. Oh, but all of a sudden I don't fucking respond to a text and you guys are calling the cops.
One day a year, somebody suddenly cares.
But you can't be here, send some flowers, have breakfast. Oh, okay. Now you care.
Get up at 6 and watch morning shows with me.
Yeah. Hello, Hoda. Our favorite, Hoda.
Hoda. Ooh. Love her.
Following Suzanne's disappearance, Barry and their two daughters, Macy and Mallory, were understandably devastated. Instead of spending the day having an overpriced boozy brunch, they were instead left worrying about the fate of the beloved wife and mother. Theories for this disappearance ranged from mountain lion attack. This was put out by Barry himself. But they would remain theories until evidence was found. Not long after vanishing, Suzanne's bike was found on an embankment next to a trail, not far from the Morphew home. No physical evidence aside from the bike was found, and police believe the scene had been staged by an unknown perpetrator. So the bike was down a mountain off this pretty easy trail.
And from the picture that I saw, it's not even like a cliff or anything like that. No. It's an embankment next to a road.
Yeah, like so it's literally like a super easy like trail, not anything like crazy. And then grass hill down to some trees, and the bike is laying on the side. There's no like disturbed grass on the way. There's no anything around. It's literally just like a very nice, perfectly intact bike leaning on the grass is what it looks like in the picture, yeah. Which you'll find.
And even if, so again, speculating because the case hasn't been solved yet. Even if she had crashed her bike there, the embankment is so small. Like I've had worse crashes on my bike when I was a kid.
Where'd she go?
And yeah, just completely gone.
Where'd she go? Yeah.
Mountain lion got her.
Strange. So again, if it is staged by an unknown perpetrator, like someone that she's riding and they snatch her up.
They grab her and just throw the bike down. That makes sense.
Right? So that's a possible theory. The mountain lion's a possible theory. Although there's no blood or anything around the bike, nothing. Clothes, no sign of any scuffle. So lion would be weird.
What about maybe like a UFO abduction or something like that?
Yeah, no, they didn't.
I don't know if they checked for crop circles, but there weren't any crop like circles levitation, that were reported. But I mean, they always leave behind at least some burn marks, maybe some radiation.
Did they test for radiation? Moving on.
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll get in touch with our people at the Chaffee County Police Department.
Yeah.
Let you know as soon as
the UFO department.
The ufologist. Yeah,
Salida does have a good UFO department there.
Oh, yeah. We have close connections with all of them. We'll check with them when we can.
Yeah, it's the same people that cover the weed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they're good.
Only thing that checks out so far for me, but, you know, what do I know?
For sure. No physical evidence aside from the bike was found, and police believe the scene had been staged by an unknown perpetrator. Not long after the discovery of the bike, Suzanne's helmet was found approximately 1 mile away alongside Highway 50. Police now believe they were dealing with an abduction. It's the only thing at this point that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. See, I told you.
So since this is
riding her mountain bike,
an unsolved case, I mean, I guess we can speculate through the majority of the episode. How would the bike get there, and how would the helmet get so far away without some sort of human intervention?
So if someone's abducting you, right? So basically they take her, grab her from the bike, throw the bike down. She's still got her helmet on. So a mile down when they're driving her, a mile down the road, they're like, oh, shit. Or something's happened. They're like, oh, shit, let's get this helmet out of here, too. Everything about the bike, basically, they want out, and they kind of forgot the helmet.
Yeah, and this was a, correct me if I'm wrong, this was a bike trail also, or like a hiking trail.
Yeah, it so like around their house, it was almost like a neighborhood with HOA or whatever, but with like man-made trails for both walking, hiking, bike, you know.
So you couldn't get a car in there?
You couldn't get a car.
Or like a rape van?
I think you could.
I mean, realistically, you could, but it's not one of the roads that people are actually going to be driving on. That's the thing that I'm
and
curious
be
about.
Like, there'd be tire tracks or something that they'd be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
car
also,
drove by.
Regardless of who's...
True.
Regardless of who's responsible for the disappearance, it's definitely not a crime of opportunity. There would have to be some sort of pre-planning beforehand to, at the very least,
stake out this
trail.
They see her leaving on the road,
yeah.
Right? Grab her there, throw the bike in the trunk and the helmet or whatever, drive to where the trail would be, walk over, put the bike down, forget that they have the helmet still in the trunk. Oh, shit. Do that later too. Mm. It seems like, my gosh, what are you getting from this? She's 49 years old.
If it was me, I would have kept the bike and like used it. That's a free bike if you're stealing someone.
She's 49 years old. It's not like someone 49 year old, clearly well off, rich white lady. It's not like you're gonna get away with it for very long. Clearly, they put out a missing person right away. And what are you gonna benefit from this? If that's your kink, go on.
Is she attractive?
She's good looking for, they're all good looking for 49, 50-year-old white, rich people, right? Mm. But not like something that you're like,
it's worth it to break the law.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that also kind of puts human trafficking, like that kind of takes that off the
list. Out of the question, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you
maybe they thought it was the daughter coming out. Listen, I don't know.
Could be, because, I mean, look at those daughters.
I know, my gosh.
Older daughter.
Traffic. I'd traffic them, right?
You'd probably get a good price for them.
Oh, yeah. The blonder one?
I mean, realistically,
I can't show pictures while you guys are talking. Like,
okay, sorry. Don't. Didn't you say
they were underage?
See, I'm trying to leave it up to Jessie to be the creeper, because I know
that's
she's
why,
thinking the same thing.
That's why I say it, so you guys don't have to say it. But
we're all
we will just show the one video that I'm talking about that I saw.
Okay,
and it's them two and the dad talking about like wanting to find her. You know.
Yeah.
You can just show that. You don't have to show pictures throughout of them in like bikinis or you know what I mean.
Don't do that.
I'm saying don't do that.
Oh.
Do it at the very least. Do it tastefully.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we're.
I'm just doing my job.
Do like a fade in, fade out, real quick. You know.
Yeah, maybe some nice music or something like that.
Yeah.
Like.
Maybe a Ken Burns pan on you know just the face and then kind of a little bit.
Maybe a little black and white, something like that. Make it sad and not horny.
Coop, go.
Suzanne's disappearance was a mystery to investigators. As far as they knew, she had no enemies to speak of or anyone who may want to do her harm. The couple had only lived in Salida for a handful of years and weren't well known enough in the local community to develop any blood feuds. It wasn't until police began looking behind the scenes that a possible motive arose. Upon closer inspection, Suzanne and Barry's marriage wasn't as stable as it initially appeared. Now, Jesse, is it common for married couples to put out like a strong... Actually, Joel, you could answer this too. Like, you put out a strong positive face to cover up any strife within the relationship? Is that... I mean, we got one.
Ross and I'll just fight.
One listener right now that's also nodding his head.
Yeah.
I'm not married myself, so I don't know.
I think it's pretty common to have what we say, you know, behind closed doors kind of different relationship, right?
Sure.
Behind closed, you know, trailer. sliding.
I have a door just like a normal house.
It is a door, yeah.
It doesn't close right.
It makes
lock,
a different
but,
sound.
And the knob only turns one direction, but I mean, maybe that's normal.
Yeah.
Well, they had moved to Salida primarily to be closer to their.
We love your trailer.
I do too. I love sleeping out there.
You're not sleeping there tonight after that.
Oh shit!
Look, we'll talk
about
it.
Done it now, Coop.
While they had moved to Salida primarily to be closer to their college-bound daughter, they also saw it as a chance to strengthen their rocky relationship. The couple had been struggling for a number of years and were attempting to work things out. But, according to the evidence found 10 days after Suzanne was reported missing, at least one of them was having an affair.
One or both. But initially, when questioned, Barry said, great marriage, amazing, nothing wrong.
And I think that...
He was nervous, and, obviously.
Well, personally, I think that, in my opinion, Barry wasn't having an affair because he was just kind of a... I don't know, maybe I'm getting too far ahead in the story. He just comes across as like a douchey, controlling guy that just fucks up repeatedly.
Let's
and it's like, no,
play,
take me back.
Should we play now the video that he put out around
the Facebook
this time?
Video?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
So... Around this time, he's been questioned. He's given his statement, which we'll get into. But he doesn't want to do like a most husbands or family that their family's missing. They will do some kind of press conference. They get up in front of microphones with reporters and they say, this is what's going on. If anyone has any information, and then people ask them questions about the last time they saw her and what they're wearing and what are we looking for and whatever. He didn't want to do that. So he put out, and you'll show this video, but he put out his own on his own Facebook a message with his number on it.
Oh, Suzanne, if anyone is out there that can hear this, that has you, please, we'll do whatever it takes to bring you back. We love you. We miss you. Your girls need you. No questions asked. However much they want, I will do whatever it takes to get you back. Honey, I love you. I want you back so bad.
Okay. Let's just go one more time with that, okay?
I want you.
So,
she's
missing. By you know, they're thinking abduction, but you still kind of don't know.
He jumps lot of conclusions.
Yes,
in that
he
video.
Goes to a very weird place right away. Whereas, if it was anyone else, or if you, if you're thinking like your wife is, you're not sure what happened. She's vanished. You don't know about the moments leading up. I think what I would kind of put out there is the FBI tip line, which he has on the video. And if anyone knows anything, if you saw Suzanne riding her bike, or if you have any tips, if you saw a car, if anyone has any information about this day or saw anything that was suspicious in the neighborhood, please call this number we're looking for. So for him to, in the beginning, the way that he addresses in the beginning is a little weird. Can we just one more time?
All right.
Oh, Suzanne, if anyone is out there that can hear this.
Oh, Suzanne, if anyone is out there.
Please, we'll do whatever it takes to bring you back. We love you. We miss you. Your girls need you. No questions asked. However much they want, I will do whatever it takes to get you back. Honey, I love you. I want you back so bad.
Okay.
So, first of all...
So, there's no ransom. So, he has no... There's no thing of people that are wanting money. No one's contact. You know, there's... It's a weird, over-the-top, like, movie... type conclusion of like there's these people that have abducted you and they're holding you for ransom and you can actually hear me. Oh, Suzanne, if there's anyone out there that has you. What a weird fucking
my
way
first
to
thought
start
that,
this.
My first thought was it was really tasteless that he linked his OnlyFans account, but also
he switches
back and forth.
If he's got to pay him, he's got to make the money to pay him.
You
got to
make the money somewhere. So that I can kind of understand. I just think it's tasteless. But sure. He does switch back and forth between addressing Suzanne directly and also assuming
that she's watching
that
the
she was
TV
abducted.
With the abductors and they're letting her kind of, and that there she's going to talk them into doing.
Yeah, and that there was some sort of ransom. So instead of, like you were saying, making a plea to the public to help him find his wife.
Which is what you do in a press conference, but you're also going to get questions and you're going to have to talk to people and be, you know, credible and whatever. So if you don't want to do that, you make your own in the woods. You'll put the video up, Joel, but in the woods with a rack, you know, with an F-stop. That like makes
like
it, you know,
focus.
But yeah, and like
some nice
great
in the
shot, the FBI thing, but is not, to your point, asking for anyone that has any information in the neighborhood, on the trails, in the has seen her since anything.
At that point, he's already making the assumption that there was an abduction, but he's simultaneously trying to talk to Suzanne and the alleged abductors.
It's weird,
but yeah, it's.
Is it weird?
It's definitely weird. It's,
yeah, did you feel it's, weird from that?
Yeah, it's like he's trying to force the storyline into a certain way.
Thank
or something.
You. And with the, I will say, with the mountain lion storyline, he was the one that sort of pushed that as well. So he was down looking where the bike was, and there was another person out there, a journalist or whatever, and he had said to them, yeah, I guess the cop said they had saw a mountain lion out here, so that's a possibility. And the guy was like, oh, really? It seems like he's kind of asking him like, there's no, wouldn't there be blood somewhere? Or like if a mountain lion gets you, like it's dragging, and he's like, I
don't know. And I don't, yeah, maybe so she rode the mountain lion out into the forest.
Again, that's why there's no not evidence. Knowing because we don't have a conclusion to this. We're just saying how it feels.
Yeah.
To us is weird. And no one knows how they're going to act when their wife is, you know, missing. But I think there's certain things that seem normal and certain things that don't.
There are things that people naturally do subconsciously where he's, like I was saying, he's not addressing the alleged abductors directly. He's talking to Susan like she's missing, but he's also saying like, oh, no questions asked, just bring her home, whatever it takes. And like making multiple assumptions at the same time, and the whole through line just doesn't match up with somebody who's
devil's advocate. Maybe he does think that she just left because they weren't doing well and he was, you know, they were fighting, whatever. Maybe,
yeah, maybe he's covering
also,
up.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe he's also saying, like, I want you back. Like, just come, Suzanne, just come back. Like, I know it, you know, we were going through some shit, but, like, no questions asked. Like, just come back. We'll work it out.
Because so she left maybe with, like, her side piece? And he knows, but he's like, okay, we're going to say it's kidnapping, but he knows that it's a side piece. And is like, just come back, baby.
It's a possibility, honestly. He's such a weird guy that, like, who knows what he's really trying to say.
Yeah.
It's not a clear tip line, you know. It's got the FBI tip line, and then he's just fucking talking nonsense.
Well, if he said, you know, that he thinks it's aliens, no one's going to, you know, they'll think he's
a quack.
Well,
if he said that, we would go, all right, he definitely did not do it, right?
That's a good point.
You're like, this guy's fucking nuts. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
See, that's how you get away with it. If he did it,
act
if
he crazier.
Put a tin, yeah,
act
tin
crazier.
Hat on and fucking said it was aliens.
That's what I always say.
Yep. See, I'm learning. I'm learning
right?
this shit.
In my public relations PR company, that's always my my advice. Client comes to me, they're about to get canceled, they've done something, I go, do something crazier. They'll forget about the last crazy thing, and then you'll just kind of be this crazy person, yeah. And people fucking tune that out, right?
Crash your car.
A Britney Spears. Like, no one's even looking at the Instagram anymore, because we're just like, it's too crazy.
And that's how Joaquin Phoenix got away with the murder of JonBenet Ramsey.
Fair. You gotta be so crazy that people just...
No one's gonna question it.
Shut down. Where are we, Coop?
While searching the walk-in closet in the master bedroom, investigators discovered a pen. Not just any pen, though. It was a spy pen.
Oh.
This particular James Bond-style gadget was a voice-activated recording device, which Suzanne had intended to use to catch Barry red-handed. But the affair it ended up revealing was not Barry's. It was Suzanne's.
So look, they aren't doing well, right? If you're getting a spy pen that records,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, things aren't good.
There's suspicion.
Yes, and things have not been good for a while. That's why they moved to Colorado. So this is a marriage that is bad right now.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean that somebody killed the other person, but it does mean you kind of have to disclose this information when the police ask you how your marriage was.
And
you have to say, like,
say
it
anything.
Wasn't good, but, like, I don't know where she is. Do you know what I mean? Like, we aren't doing good, but she's still my wife or whatever. You know, you can't say it was amazing. We were great. Everything was great.
And
especially if
said?
You've been married for 25 years, everyone knows you're lying with that shit, right? Please. If you don't say, like, we've had our ups and downs, at least we all know you're fucking lying.
Hey,
so when police listened to the audio file stored on the device, they heard...
I'm trying to think that this entire show is just a cover-up for an eventual murder.
From
me.
From who?
Oh, now listen. I could have taught this guy a thing or two. He does everything wrong. When police listened to the audio file stored on the device, they heard a conversation between Suzanne and another man she was having an affair with. Investigators immediately began looking for the unnamed John Doe, hoping to find new leads in the missing person case. Six months later, he was finally located. The mystery home wrecker was Jeff Libler?
Liebler? L-I-B-L-E-R.
Another shitty name.
Another fucking shitty name that sucks.
Seriously, what the fuck is up with this show?
Morphew and Liebler together forever. He was a married father of six from Michigan, with whom Suzanne had been having an affair for over a year. Following Suzanne's disappearance, he attempted to cover up the affair, deleting text messages and deactivating social media accounts he had used to communicate with his Colorado-based mistress. Upon identifying the long-distance lover, he was interrogated by police. So,
hence probably fucking up his
Jeff dude
marriage.
I think she knew from like back in the day.
Is that and how they met?
What?
They had known each other
beforehand? They had known each other in the past somehow. Way, way in the past. And she had messaged him, what's up, kind of thing. And from there, for a year, they started some kind of correspondence, and it grew and got more and more to where they were texting on either WhatsApp, Voxer, all these other cheater sites, up to like 60, 70 times a day, calls. Like, it ended up going to a pretty serious place.
The lead investigators had been hoping for ended up being a dead end. Jeff had indeed been having an affair with Suzanne, but when approached by police, he was fully cooperative. He provided DNA samples, phone records, and login information for deleted accounts, as well as an alibi that proved he was nowhere near Colorado at the time of Susan's disappearance. The discovery did, however, turn the attention of authorities to her grieving husband, Barry Morphew.
So what they saw as well on his, once they recovered his logins, accounts, and such, and from her phone, is May 9th, they had been texting a lot and texting about, I guess Jeff had texted her, I guess on one of them, Voxer, WhatsApp, whatever, had texted her, I know today's going to be a hard day. I'm here for you, whatever. Now, that could mean that she was going to tell Barry about the affair and that she's leaving. It could be any number of things. I know today's going to be a hard day, whatever. They were texting all day, getting kind of like sexual. I want to marry you. They were like talking about where they could move. It was getting to like, we're doing this for real. She sends him a selfie from the pool. She's hanging out by the pool on May 9th, sends him a selfie. That's the last picture and correspondence that she's had since.
Mm. And I think it was
on
a
the
grand
phone
total
to
of
Jeff, to like anyone. That's
59 or 60 text messages on May 9th.
Leading up to that, and then stops at a bikini selfie from the pool. No more from there.
In Torsant,
and Barry's coming home that evening.
I
don't know. We don't know. I actually can't give you an answer, Joel. We have to only ask questions here.
Interessant. That's how my wife says it now. She says interessant.
Yeah.
But she has she rolls the R and adds a at the end.
I love her. She loves me. We're meant to be together, her and I.
You guys are going to be homies when she gets here.
We really are. So get her the fuck over here.
I'll have to hang out with Ross more, which, you know, that'd be fine.
Look.
Why does he have to be
None of us in this room wants to do that, but
why
we all do it because we have to.
Why does he have to be there? What does he have to do with anything? anything.
Well, no, because if you two are going out,
always with me.
Yeah, so
and
like
so
the
be
boys.
Like a couples?
Well, no, like the boys will go do something while the girls go do something. Ugh. You know.
Yeah, the boys will go do something.
Hey, that sounds fucking great to me.
Mm-hmm.
True. Yeah.
Anyways, where were we, Coop? So then,
investigators began digging into Barry's alibi.
Bikini selfie yeah. was the last thing we saw.
Her, the last thing she saw. Did with her so life. Basically, when talking to Jeff, he was very cooperative, getting all the stuff from him. That was nothing. So now they have to turn back to Barry. Investigators began digging into Barry's alibi, as well as his phone records around the time Suzanne vanished. No exceptionally incriminating messages were found, aside from a message Suzanne sent him days earlier, which showed her suspicion that Barry was cheating on her. The message read, and it was deleted as well, but they recovered it. The message read, "I'm done. I could care less what you're up to and have been for years. We just need to figure this out civilly." So she's gotten to point where she's not fighting about it anymore. She's just like, I'm done. We need to do this. In a civil manner. I'm not fighting with you. I'm not throwing shit around. Like, I'm just for real done.
So there's still a lot of evidence missing from the case because this is all ongoing, but I couldn't find any sort of evidence that Barry was having an affair. There was a lot of evidence that Suzanne was suspicious that he was having an affair.
Yeah. So we had someone that worked for him named Morgan, and with his landscape company, she would come and kind of clean up or do some kind of assistant type stuff. And so Morgan, this girl Morgan, was thought to, she says no, and there's no evidence that they did, but other people in the company said that
that's the difference between men and women. Like, a man will like get his dick sucked.
Yeah, he's not messaging,
he's
I love you, blah, blah,
love.
Blah. Although, the Jeff guy was.
Well, true. I think he ruined his marriage.
You think?
I'm pretty sure that both marriages in this situation were fucking ruined.
Bunch of losers.
Yep. This message wasn't exactly the smoking gun investigators were looking for, although it did prove that things weren't going well between the husband and wife. It was Suzanne who was accusing Barry of infidelity, not the other way around. Other data recorded from his cell phone began to cast doubts on his version of events. So you think that, oh, he's not having an affair. We figured that out. But when it is discovered that she's the one having an affair, that actually gives motive
for him to do it.
So
yeah.
I don't know why he was pushing for this to come out, because it's actually worse for his situation.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, it does give him a reason to get upset, especially considering if you go through and look at some of the text conversations that they've had, he does kind of come across as the kind of guy that would be overly upset if he found out about the affair.
Yes, and especially since it's been leading up to her wanting to leave, him not letting her. It's not good for a very long time, and then this is how, right? So this is how it like comes to, I know, how it comes to a head is like this. I mean, guy like Barry, he's not going to take that shit.
On May 9th, the day before Mother's Day, Barry's phone showed that he had been moving erratically about the house and surrounding property. Barry claimed that he was shooting chipmunks, which were allegedly a constant nuisance, but investigators didn't buy it. Instead, they believed the odd movements were Barry chasing Suzanne around the house during a heated altercation.
Chipmunks. So he's moving, that shows the cell phone moving crazy around the house and outside. Chipmunks.
If you look at the actual overhead map of where his cell phone was moving to, it's not like anybody who's hunted chipmunks or squirrels
they're
or anything like
that.
They're
inside the house like that? I don't know anything about a chipmunk. Let's be real.
The majority.
Is it like a squirrel?
Pretty much. Yeah. I think it's
Alvin and the chipmunks.
With fatter cheeks?
They're only like, when they have food in them.
They're like squirrels, but they can harmonize really well. But the movement like around the house.
Tails, stripes. They look like squirrels with smaller tails with stripes on them.
So they're in this nice neighborhood, and you're trying to tell me chipmunks get inside your fucking house, and you have to chase them around with a gun?
And it's not even like they're working on a farm or anything
happens
like that.
Where
they're
actually property taxes any, around here.
Any but crops?
Clayton has to literally chase raccoons out of his house all the time because he has a cat and he leaves the window cracked.
But he lives where?
He lives in nice part of L.A.
Yeah, but in like mountains, right? Sticks.
No, he lives Van Nuys, right off the right off the 101.
There's a whole shitload of raccoons in Van Nuys.
Sounds like you're on Barry's side. That's okay.
So far, I think she's abducted by aliens, and he's innocent.
And listen, you can be on we need to find different explanations for Barry.
Well, you know, I can't take the side of a cheating whore.
Ross said the exact same thing. I told him the story. He goes, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Good. I hope he did kill her.
Oh, and that's the thing.
He wouldn't let me even tell him the story. He goes, good. Dead. Yeah. Dead. Yeah. She should be dead.
Yeah, she should.
I'm like, okay, dude.
Yeah. Especially if you're married, cheating is a sin. You should be murdered for that. Should be in law.
Coop?
Are you asking my opinion or you want me to continue the story?
I just want you to continue the story. Chipmunks.
So, and he claimed that he was chasing chipmunks around the house. But if you do look at the overhead map of where his cell phone pinged from, it all looks like it's coming from inside the house. Mm-hmm. And chipmunks, unless you're living on a farm, chipmunks are not as much of a nuisance. Like, they're not so much of a nuisance that you actually have to go around and shoot them. I mean, you can for fun, which I've done before when I was a kid, but...
Would it not be in the yard? I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, they would be outside. They wouldn't be in the house.
Right. Good explanation, though. I mean, you can't disprove it, right?
If he said rats, I would have believed it.
Yeah.
Well, if they're like the raccoons.
So they're actually thinking that it was more likely that he was chasing Suzanne around the house and fighting.
Fuck. Wouldn't there be evidence of that?
Also, you know, I forgot to mention at the beginning... Or... This guy is, and you'll show his picture, this guy is a big game. He loves big game hunting. Sorry. Okay. I know there's people out there love a big game, love to travel to Africa and spend the money and do the big game and hold the... But you are a specific type of person, and you need to know that. And it's okay. I don't think that you're murdering your wife. I'm just saying you are a very specific type of person.
I know of one specific thing that he did that's going to come up later in the episode that's going to put him at odds with people that are actually hunters.
Okay. Interessant. Yeah,
I'll bring it up later.
Text messages recovered from Suzanne's phone between her and close friend painted a clear picture of the strife at home. It was revealed that...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice value packs of T-bone steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon, limit 5. Then buy one, get one free on select varieties of Entenmann's, Wonder Bread, or Vita Coco Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Suzanne had been unhappy in the marriage, as we said, for quite some time, and wanted a divorce. The messages read as followed. Coop, you be the friend.
All right.
And try and let's get into character a little bit.
Yeah,
okay, they're in Colorado.
I will too.
All right, I'm going to need a little bit more direction.
What's their ethnic background?
White.
Yeah, about as waspy
white
as you can get.
As white can be.
Yeah.
Wasp as wasp. Can be
so, Coop. You should do your
older
as a producer. I think you should do. Go ahead.
Go.
A pirate accent.
All right.
This is the only accent he can do good.
They're American, white American.
Yeah, but you know, they've been out at sea probably.
Oh, okay. So you do the friend, pirate friend.
This happens to be a very, very waspy, salty sea dog.
I know, but you have to do the pirate.
You have to commit to it. Yeah.
He's not going to be rational. Did something happen yesterday that brought on this? Or is it just everyday normal that is building up and wearing you down?
Money stuff.
Yes.
It's sketchy. You sound weird, but it's okay. He came home when the girls were gone. He won't speak of divorce, begging for another chance. I am so torn. But in my heart, I know who he is.
Isn't that what that scallywag always says? How long can you keep forgiving him? 'Twas convenient timing, too. Her friend talks really fucking weird.
That's what I told him. He threw the 70x7 at me. Always using scripture when it's convenient.
So Coop, what's I the had 70 to, by 7? I had to add this little
7x7.
No, the 70x7, it's a reference to the Gospel of Matthew, where I had to look this up. I'm not very well versed in the Bible, unfortunately. Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus advised Peter to be forgiving, in which he states, "Then Peter came and said to him, 'Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Until seven times?' Jesus said to him, 'I don't tell you until seven times, but until 70x7. So, I mean, I think the overall message is to just be eternally forgiving. We also wear that got Jesus, so.
Yeah, and it is a great thing to use with your wife that you're, you know what I mean?
So you keep fucking up over and over again. Yeah, and she keeps, she has to keep taking it back because that's what Jesus would do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he should do the same then if she's going around cheating on him. He needs to forgive as well.
Apparently he was cheating first. We're not sure. But again, with this Morgan girl, that's why she got the pen, but couldn't catch him in it because, as you say, dudes will just go get their dick sucked and come home. They're mm-hmm. not trying to fucking keep talking, talking on the
phone.
Yeah,
they still actually love their wife. They're just getting a little
exactly. So she never actually caught him, and then she was just like, all right, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna do whatever I want to, I think is what happens. And again, after 25 years of marriage, who knows?
Like, or she wanted to, and she was like, if he's cheating, then I'm going to cheat. Maybe but even if he wasn't, that was enough to get her to do it.
To make herself feel better, right?
Right.
Yeah. Could be. But either way, it's all fucked.
Yeah, she sucks either way.
Either way, this whole situation could have just been solved by a divorce.
Joel, fuck you. Yeah, oh, that's not an option. That's not an option, Coop. Never is. There's two options.
Murder, and cheating,
or staying with them and making their fucking life miserable. That's it, Coop.
God,
divorce is something that, I mean, that's an insane thing to say to me right now.
It's a sin as well.
I cannot wait to get married.
I know, isn't it great? Go ahead, Coop.
Just keep in the pirate voice. It's great. No, I'm kidding.
Isn't that great? Anytime we have to do another voice, it'll get old eventually.
Data recovered from Barry's truck also called his testimony into question. The day before Suzanne went missing, Barry was allegedly out running errands. Cell phone data shows that he had sent at least two messages to his wife, neither of which were returned, but as you said earlier, after 25 years of marriage...
And it's early.
It's got to be an emergency if you're going to return the message right away.
Right, and he said, I left her sleeping. He said, I left at 4:30. Data shows he left at 3:30. But he said, I left her, she was still sleeping. And so later on, when he thought maybe she might be up, is when he texted her.
Sleeping with the fishes, maybe.
Hmm. He knew she wasn't going to respond.
Barry claimed that upon returning home, nothing unusual happened, and he went to bed around 8 p.m. That I find very, very suspicious, because who goes to bed at 8 p.m.? That's when you wake up. However, according to data recovered, that's what you call a callback. Mm-hmm. However, according to data recovered from the computer in his truck, around 9:30 p.m., it was put in reverse and backed up to the residence, almost as if he were loading something into the bed.
Hmm. And here's the other thing, too. So this is 2020. We've got the newer trucks. Ross has one of these when we lost the Raptor, when it was stolen. The amount of...
Just like Jurassic Park.
Yeah. When we lost the Raptor from our Jurassic Park in the backyard.
From Isla
Sorna.
That
was a dinosaur joke, just saying.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
So...
You should have done that in the pirate voice.
So...
Just like on Isla Sorna.
Sorry, Jesse's getting pissed.
I'm sorry, Jesse.
I need you guys here for just kind of a laugh and a, you know. Yeah. You're great, Jesse, every once in a while. That's all.
I know, that's all I want.
No,
I forgot my place.
Weirdly, like, I didn't actually realize, and Ross, of course, is technologically, right?
Literate?
Huh? Retarded. So when when he's realizing that he could get on his Ford app and see exactly where his car is going, exactly how much gas it has, exactly when the doors are opening and not opening, when it's stopping, his mind was blown, right? So any car past a certain year,
he was like, oh shit, I gotta get
like,
this thing stolen right now.
Yeah, like,
I gotta scrub these files.
Yeah, so what it was is it was how we were able to get
him to follow it and find
the
it.
Dude,
yeah.
The dude that we had follow it. And
you know about this, right, Coop?
Yeah.
The footage is crazy.
We had them follow it because we could see exactly where it was going, exactly what street. We were maybe like a minute behind the actual GPS, like catching up. But anyway, so as well as cell phones, which you have to like track your every move, now we have cars, and so they can see when it's going in reverse, again, when doors are opening, when the truck is opening, so they can go back into the system with the newer cars and see exactly what your car did.
That's why I stay
for
in the Camaro.
An entire, exactly right, because you want to murder your wife. And A, I'm not cool with it. I don't want you to do it.
I would never. Unless she cheated on me.
Exactly.
Just asking for a friend, what year did that technology get installed
so
in cars?
So we're in 2020. I think it was a little bit...
2016 is when it started, I think.
Thank God.
I think so. Like a 2016, 2018.
Okay, good. All right.
Definitely, you can track every... Go back into the system and track everything that it did.
So theoretically...
So that's how that's how they're seeing... That it backed up.
That's crazy.
At 9:30, when he said he was in bed at 8.
So if somebody, let's say, like just spitballing here, somebody had a car that was before 2015, and they went to do something illicit, and they wrapped their phone in
no record of it,
tinfoil, and left it at home, then it's all good.
Bro, your car, nobody even knows it exists. Yeah. Yeah, but there is also, there's footage, there's CCTV everywhere. So I'm just saying.
Murder trailer's safe too, because I didn't even sign anything. Like, it's not even technically,
exactly
I got the pink
right.
slip, but.
You guys don't
never
exist.
Signed it.
So again, just spitballing, these CCTV cameras?
Yeah, they're everywhere. By the way, they're everywhere. Everywhere.
But most of them don't keep full recordings
unless something happens
so
and they get to it in time.
Yeah, they have like the fancy
they
ones
keep,
last
like
3 months.
Yeah.
So again, just spitballing here. If
crab juice, you just did a shot. I saw it.
If anybody asked either one of you guys outside. Where I was on June 16th of last year, what would you say?
Juneteenth.
June 16th. Yeah.
June 16th.
Is that
of last
Juneteenth?
Year?
When's Juneteenth? The 19th. Of course he knows, the whitest guy we know. He knows when Juneteenth is.
But you guys don't know where I was. So,
Yeah.
You're
no, no one
you're
knows
fine.
Where you guys are. Cool. It's when you're like rich and you get these fucking newer things and you think it's all fucking cool. Guess what?
Yeah, when this show blows
you're
up.
You're in
like,
the fucking system, dude.
If this show goes big like it's going too soon.
Sure.
Coop and I will be in jail in like a week.
Oh, 100%. You guys are going to buy new cars and be like, woo!
Yeah,
it's like, dude.
Both.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's going to be, woo!
Criminals.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they saw that...
At least me.
he backed up the truck, which is insane. Further evidence of a struggle was discovered inside the house, the most damning of which was a cracked door frame in the master bedroom. So at this point, they're investigating, you know, they've got the truck records, phone records. They're now inside the house investigating that. They see a cracked door frame in the master bedroom. They contacted the previous owners just to make sure first, because they haven't had the house for that long, because they had just moved to be closer to the daughter and a fresh start, whatever. So they contacted the first owners and were like, hey, is there any reason why, like, can you recall a door jamb being cracked? Which is kind of a big deal. Like, you would know something that happened that would crack a door jamb, right?
In an upscale house, yeah.
Of course they're going to lie.
Yeah, you guys would. Don't
want to, you know, because if they lied about
it. Yeah, if I go in your trailer and I go, oh, do you, where, why is this crack here? You'd be like, I don't fucking
know. How did this hole get
know.
In the window?
You know what I mean?
Fuck, I don't know.
It's in a nicer home where everything's put together and then there's one weird cracked door. Mm. You'd have a story of I fell against it, this, whatever, whatever, whatever. So the previous owners say there's no, we don't know about that. It wasn't like that. When we left, they asked Barry about it and he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Not an explanation for it. Literally just don't know. No, didn't notice it. And it's not something that you wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
Like in a house, when you're a homeowner, you know, Joel, because you own that.
Yeah.
When you're a homeowner, you probably know every little thing that's in that house. If somebody asked you why, and so are you, right? Someone asked you in the house why this there was a hole in the wall, you would fucking know.
No, tell them I was got drunk. Fucking I don't remember how I got there,
one night.
Did.
Exactly. So the fact that you would just be that's like, true. Oh, didn't notice, that's weird. It's weirder than having an explanation.
I think
right?
it's more than weird. I think it's bullshit. I think he's full of shit.
But you're also on his side.
And there is actually a picture of the door jamb that shows the crack, so I guess we could show that as an overlay that it's probably going to be a whale.
Yeah, he should have said, oh, that was here when I got it.
Or like I was moving something. That was like when we were moving in, the dresser fell against it. I never fixed it. Like something is better than saying I didn't notice.
Head against that spot.
Yeah, I was fucking chasing my wife, chipmunk around and she just fucking slammed into it. What? Something. Yeah.
My wife was with the chipmunk that she was cheating on me with in the bedroom and I was trying to get through the door.
I found her with her chipmunk.
The excuse should have just been Alvin. My wife was cheating on me.
And the cops would be like, well, brother, I get you. The most damning piece of evidence recovered from the home was also the strangest. In the laundry room, police recovered a clear plastic cap from the dryer. The cap belonged to a syringe from an air-powered dart gun, which are normally used to tranquilize wild animals. Now, Barry happened to have a history of using a dart gun to allegedly sedate deer so he could remove their antlers. So again, I said earlier, he's a big game hunter. They have tranquilizers. They have tranquilizers guns. They use them. This is a weird thing that he does. I'm not a
I've
hunter.
I've never heard of that.
But he tranquilizes the deer, gets the antler.
Because it's illegal
and then
to kill
they
them
wake
or
back up. Yeah, so then he gets.
No, well, it's
the
it's
antlers.
Illegal to take their antlers that way also because if you're taking the antlers from them before they fall off, either you kill them and you take the antlers, or you get the antlers after they fall off. If you just sedate a deer and saw off their fucking antlers,
and then
let them wake up without, very illegal.
So lets them wake up without antlers and run away.
That's
this guy's cool.
Up.
He's cool as shit.
He's cool as fuck. He's just like those guys.
Show
that,
a picture
that
of him right
the
now.
Shark fins.
This guy is.
So
cool.
He's got that nice, like, bleach blonde hair.
Yeah.
Looks like he could be a member of Crazy
Town.
Silver
fox, chiseled.
Do the antlers have, like, you know.
Do antlers have...
I was going to say, like, are there... Okay, what I was going to say, which is embarrassing, I was like, do antlers have, like, feelings and emotions?
It's like cutting your
nails. But you know what I mean? Like, can they feel...
Is it like cutting
Can the deer feel
off?
It? Yeah.
No, it'd be more like cutting a toenail or something like that.
But like too far in, right? Where it hurts a little bit?
No, I don't think... Actually, maybe you could help out on this one. They don't have... Yeah, it's...
There's
no blood vessels, no nerves, nothing like that.
So
like down
it
at
would
the base,
hurt. It would hurt.
That's what I meant. Yeah, would it hurt or not when the deer woke up? And they're like,
yes.
God damn it.
Yes.
Well, it hurt the worst is they're all going to get cock-blocked because they can't fight for females after they wake up.
It's also not going to get shot later. It's less valuable without its antlers, you know?
I mean, would you rather live a virgin or die a virgin?
I don't think people are shooting them to, like, eat the antlers either. So, right, they would still shoot them. Other people. For other reasons. To eat.
Yeah, to eat. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Kate.
Investigators accused Barry of using a dart gun to sedate Suzanne before killing her and disposing of her body. Nearly a year after his wife's disappearance, Barry was arrested and charged with her murder, having never recovered her remains. This would have been the end of the story were it not for the massive clusterfuck of a court case that followed, and this DA fucked up so bad.
You think so?
I think so. With all the deadlines that were missed, like during the discovery process, I wasn't going to say that. Your word's not mine, but we were all thinking it.
They're always my words.
You guys think he did it? It's too early for that.
Well,
maybe get into it a little bit later.
What do you think?
Yeah.
She was cheating. What is your answer? Yes. He did, right? Your answer?
I feel like he... I mean,
and you're on his side, and you want him out and free. Guess what he is?
He got out.
Yeah, he's way to free. Go, Joel. My it's man. People like you that put a killer
my
back
man.
On the streets.
You know what he had to say? He just stood up in court and he said she cheated, and everyone was like, "Yes!" And all the jurors fucking stood up and they were like, "Yes."
He actually did do that.
Yeah, there's video evidence of it.
There's video.
My man,
dude, it's crazy. He starts off with a slow clap, and then everybody stands up and starts clapping.
He did a mic drop.
He grabbed a mic like this, which they don't even have. Like their little, like you know, the little wire ones. He grabbed a mic like you have and was like,
out of fucking nowhere.
He had it in his pocket just for that.
Yeah, wireless. He had a karaoke speaker. He was like, and she cheated. And they were like, yes.
He had a separate fucking mic.
Yeah. So.
And that's
you're
what's wrong
on
with
his
our
side.
System.
You don't care if he did it.
No, I do. I don't think you should.
So, you know. There was a lot of things leading up to him actually getting arrested. Lots of inconsistencies in his story for no reason. Again, like, if this happens and you didn't do it, word to the wise, guys, you're always going to be a suspect. Just tell the truth.
If you didn't do it.
It's the moment that you... And listen, if you did too. It's the lies and inconsistencies that will make them point to you more than anything else, right?
Well, I think if you did do it, telling the truth would probably point a finger at you pretty well too.
But you tell the truth about everything but that. So tell the truth about things not being good. Remember a Nick Furcus?
Ooh, yeah.
You know, so listen... So he, first of all, said he left at 4:30, set his alarm, left at 4:30 to go to a job on Mother's Day. His truck shows that he actually left at 3:30. He went to 3 hours away to a job site and got his crew together, all of which were like, thought we weren't working today. Called them, got it all together, was like, nope, we're working today. And they were like, okay. So got them a hotel room at a Holiday Inn, you know, like where you set up your crew. If you're going to different places, you'll set them up in hotel rooms, get them all the tools they need. They do the job, you go back home. So you're basically like the GM, the, you know, GC, general contractor of this job, and then you go home. So he got them all together. Went to a Holiday Inn Express. On the way to the Holiday Inn, he's dropping trash bags in different dumpsters. And listen, on a road trip, you know, you'll have some bags, you'll have some trash, you'll drop trash in different dumpsters along the way. Not big white trash bags, right? In all different dumpsters along the way. Then going to the Holiday Inn, going inside the room, and changing, coming back out, and throwing more stuff in the trash. Gosh, this guy brought, I guess, all his trash from the entire month from the house. because he needed to just drop it at all these different dumpsters along the way and then take three different trips from the hotel room to drop off trash bags.
But they didn't then find anything in the trash
Then his
bags?
Room, this is what they found on footage after he became a suspect. So at that point, it's in the landfill. But you're absolutely right. They did not find any DNA, any real physical evidence that would link him to this, right?
And even at the landfill, they didn't...
It's all...
A hand didn't show up or anything?
They didn't...
Oh, God. Landfills are fucking chock-a-block with body parts.
Good luck, dude.
You could assemble a Frankenstein from the
average
landfill.
If you put something in a dumpster before trash day, goodbye. You're getting away with murder. I mean, you will never fucking find it, right?
That's why I don't have any kids.
Yeah. So... Then he goes back in the hotel room. This is all like on Mother's Day. He's texted, hasn't found. We're getting calls. Mom's not answering. Okay, fine. He goes back in the hotel room, into the room. He stays in there for 5 hours. Comes back out. He puts one of his other workers in that room. So he doesn't have to book another one. He's like, just stay in my room. He said when he went into the room, walked into the room, it smelled like chlorine, bleach, super strong. Right. And he had thrown Barry had thrown away, you know, another thing of trash, some shoes. Now, listen, when you're rich, your shoe gets untied, you throw it away. I get it. I do it. I don't tie. I haven't tied a shoe for fucking 10 years. Do you know what I mean? It's gone. It's in the trash. I understand that. Little weird, though. Right. Given the circumstance.
Well, I mean, David Beckham only wears his pants like one time before he throws them away. So
so true. So then gets, you know, they've kind of we've started the missing persons. He's starting his way back home. You know, they've called the cops and started the missing persons, you know, report. He stops at the job site, drops off some tools. And then makes his way home. He doesn't get back home until 4 or 5 hours after he's reported his wife missing and is so concerned. So listen.
There's no tracking of the truck that goes to where the bike and the helmet were dropped off?
His truck was actually clocked where the bike was, not where the helmet was, and not anywhere else. But that's sort of, it's a road and trail that they kind of all go. So I'm not, that one's a little bit iffy, but.
The truck didn't stop where the, did it stop where the bike was long enough where he
could. It was near there, but also their house was near there. So, and also cell phone pinging, stuff like this is, it's not junk science, but it's not an exact science yet. So you can say, oh, it's right here. It's not actually right here. As you know, on your thing where you're trying to wait for it to go and it
right,
can't
yeah,
exactly
yeah.
Find where you are, that's still where it's at a little bit. So it's like they found it near there, but is that their
it's
house?
It's not considered proof either.
It's right? Not far from the house. So how accurate is it?
Right.
That's not the biggest smoking gun for sure, but it is... All the inconsistencies and the really weird behavior on Mother's Day when you have some job and you're in and out of this hotel room and changing your clothes and throwing trash away. And it's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
And listen, there may be an explanation for it. He's got a great lawyer. I'm sure he'll find an explanation. But to me, it seems fucking weird.
And, I mean,
why do you have to throw that much trash away?
An adult being, like, filing a missing persons case that soon after somebody's just not responding to text messages.
It's weird.
It's just fucking weird.
It's like, the bike's not there. Let's see what happens.
Yeah,
like,
see if
she comes back on Mother's Day.
Like
if she comes back on Mother's Day and the fucking cops are there, how pissed is she gonna? You know what I mean? What the fuck you got? You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know.
Mother's Day and the mom is gone. I would call the cops the same
so
day.
Were,
I wouldn't
so
wait
were
till
the
next
kids.
Day.
So were the kids and the dad. Nobody's fucking there.
But I would call like at the end of the day, like, why isn't she back from, like, as the sun was setting.
At the end of the day, yeah.
Sure, like, she can do whatever she wants. It's Mother's Day. She's clearly going to have a day by herself. She went out on the bike. Let's just let her, we're fighting, right? Let's just let her have her time. She'll come back. She'll call us. Like,
maybe he thought she was cheating. So he was like, oh, I'm going to stir the pot and
that's a possibility.
Call that she's missing just to piss her off.
It's,
you know,
a possibility.
And the trash, probably, because if he's a foreman, maybe they didn't buy a dumpster on the job. So he's just, you do that all the, like, even on movie sets, you know,
he
would do this.
He did say that. He's like, I don't like to put all of my trash in the trash can. I like to, you know, if I'm driving by, yeah.
Throw it all away.
That's a lot, though, huh?
Well, how much was it? Like five times? I mean, a body would take like two bags, three bags, if she's small.
Yeah, but you would also have to throw out clothes. You have to throw out sheets. You have to throw out anything that has any kind of evidence, right?
True.
So you're also throwing away any clothes you were wearing, any clothes she was wearing, any sheets, anything from the car, like
true
stuff from the hotel.
Whatever
if you're
used to
cleaning
chop her
yourself
up,
towels, you've got to throw all that out too. Just saying.
True.
We're not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying it's weird. Where are we? Barry's defense team requested that the court impose sanctions against the prosecution due to them failing to turn over potentially exculpatory evidence. As a result, 11 of the 16 expert witnesses were barred from testifying on behalf of the prosecution. Again, this guy's rich. He's got a great lawyer. All this shit is getting thrown out. To make matters worse,
and that's a
shitty DA
that lets that happen.
100%. Yeah. It's both shitty DA and someone that has, like, rich, good lawyer.
Yeah.
The DA in charge of prosecuting the case repeatedly missed deadlines and negligently failed to turn over information when requested. In April of 2022, the case against Barry was thrown out. So did we say that he was arrested?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was arrested. He spent...
As a suspect. And
how long was he in jail? I want to say it was a year?
In jail, I'm not sure, but I know that the case didn't get thrown out. Like, it took about a year for them to actually throw the case out, because it wasn't until 2023 that the case got thrown out.
So he may have been out on bail. He was 100% out on bail.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, for sure. With the money that he has.
So he was arrested
and
charged with first-degree murder, and then... With all of this stuff that went back and forth, good lawyers, he's not in jail. So the case against Barry was thrown out. Now, it was not thrown out. They dismissed him, essentially, without prejudice, which means...
He can be charged again.
Yes. Like, we don't... Basically, they're saying we don't have enough evidence right now. But if we get enough evidence, we can bring you back here. So it's not double jeopardy.
I was going to say. I think that's what the double jeopardy
you're released. It's basically like you're released for now. If we find anything, you will be right back here for an actual trial.
Good movie.
So now he's out. This is when he's doing the Good Morning America, Hoda. He's talking, you know, holding his two daughters like this tight so they don't say anything. Always with that, flanked with the two hot daughters, no matter where he goes. And does all these interviews and is just talking mainly about his reputation. Not very much about the missing wife, right?
And also there's...
It's more about his tarnished reputation that he's sad about.
Yeah, and there's some text messages where Suzanne was talking about how he was able to turn one of the daughters, but
Mallory,
the other one hadn't quite gone over to his side.
Right.
So I think there was at least some mental manipulation going on because the daughters still stand by him to this day.
Mm-hmm.
They still have his back.
So guess what old Barry does? Doesn't lay low. He doesn't lay low.
Oh, no.
Nope. In response to mishandling of the case, Barry filed a $15 million lawsuit.
Against the DA. You know what they don't like?
Against the DA.
Nope.
You know what's going to put a fucking target right on your back?
That. We've done a case like
suing
this before.
The DA. All of them.
That one in Australia. Remember?
All of them.
The vent or whatever?
Yes, and we've done a couple. When they start getting fucking confident and greedy and they want to sue somebody... fuck you.
If you're charged for murder, don't go for money.
Just
I mean, if you did it, don't go for money. If you didn't do it, go for the money. But if you did do it,
even if you didn't, you could get accused of doing it when you didn't. So don't.
True, but especially if you did do it, do not sue. I mean, that's a rookie move.
Yeah. I think if you're accused of murder, whether you did it or not, don't sue, in my opinion. Well, better safe than back in jail for the rest of your life.
Considering how badly the DA bungled the case, he likely would have walked away with a hefty chunk of cash were it not for a surprise discovery made by police in Moffitt, Colorado.
And this was a couple days ago, right?
This was last year. There was a new development not that long ago. On September 22nd of 2023, police discovered the decomposed remains of a woman in her late 40s, roughly 90 minutes away from the Morphew home in Chaffee County.
Oh, shit.
45 miles, 90 minutes, yep.
DNA samples positively identified the woman as Suzanne Morphew.
Now we've got a body.
A toxicology test revealed that she had been dosed with a mixture of butorphanol, azapirone, and metamomidine. I probably bungled some of those. Long story short, according to experts, this concoction is regularly used as, quote, a compound injectable chemical immobilizer for wildlife.
Tranquilizer.
The most common vehicle for delivering the cocktail is with, you guessed it, a dart gun.
That's right. So the body was found then, last year. The autopsy and toxicology just came back.
Okay,
this is in the news now as of a couple days ago, where it finally has come back that this is what they found in the bones of the body.
So
that's cool that it stays in the body that long after.
It's weird, right?
Who in the story is known for using a dart gun?
The chipmunk, I feel like.
Yeah. The chipmunk. It's
everybody.
Fucking Alvin.
Every fucking time, dude.
Everybody in Colorado probably has a dart gun. Fucking
true.
Rednecks. Well, that was
it's
racist.
It's actually true, though.
Colorado's not all that redneck anymore.
That's true.
But, yeah. It's true. It doesn't.
It does. He did it.
And you're still on his side. So, as of now, no new charges have been filed against Barry Morphew. Barry has publicly stated that he is innocent and accused the police of having tunnel vision. He keeps saying tunnel vision, which I think is so funny.
It's also, like, he's...
He's taunting the police. He's suing them. He's telling them they fucked up. They've done a hack job. Guess what? They don't like that. I know that's surprising, but they don't like when you say that you're fucking this up. You're not doing your job.
Those egotistical bastards.
I know.
But I mean, really, he's already somebody that's known as, so we're not judge, jury, and executioner here, but he's already somebody that's known to use a dart gun to tranquilize wildlife and take their antlers.
So he said, and when they searched the house, there was the cap in
the dryer
with the sheets. So it wasn't something that happened. They didn't find it like out in the yard, old one. It was inside the house in a dryer sheet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then it just so happens that once they find the body, the toxicology report shows that she has the exact same mixture of chemicals that you would normally use to tranquilize wildlife, specifically with the dart gun.
Which is exactly what they thought when he was talking about the chipmunk. They're like, we kind of just feel like you tranquilized
her and were
chasing her around. And there's no blood evidence because you fucking strangled her while she was fucking out.
That was going to be my question. Did they find a way how she was killed?
No. So they're not seeing any. There's no way to, again, because it was so... It was 4 years old, and so the decomposition is bones,
hiding
skeleton.
The evidence. Yeah.
So they would have to see a mark on the actual bones or something in, you know, getting shot or something. They can't tell if she was strangled from a skeleton.
Could she have been juiced up with enough, like an overdose?
No. So that is actually a question that was asked, and you can't die from it, but you can be so incapacitated that you could, you know, someone could kill you very easily with their bare hands. They don't have to cut you. They don't, you know.
Okay.
What? Coma. Or a coma. Maybe he didn't mean to kill her.
I think it probably, if he did
do you know
do
what I mean?
It,
maybe it was like, oh shit.
Maybe she darted herself because she was committing suicide, was my theory. She went out there.
And then she ran around like a chipmunk.
Yeah, she like, grabbed his phone, shot herself in the neck with a dart, and then just ran around the house like
crazy. Yeah. I love you, but you're fucking crazy.
We're going streaking.
Yeah. And he was just trying to stop her from going streaking, yeah. I feel like. Yeah. Yeah, so he accused the police of having tunnel vision. Suzanne and Barry's daughters, Mallory and Macy, have always spoken out in favor of their father, although seems like a little timidly. They're not outspoken. They're looking to him, and then they're like, yes, we do.
Because they're
next.
They
don't speak out a lot, but they are always physically by his side. If you want to look at those interviews, if you guys want to look them
I'm
up.
I'm trying my best here to defend this guy, but you know what? I think he did it.
Well?
So every picture that I've seen of Barry with his daughters, he's holding both of their hands very tightly. And
so he can do a squeeze?
It,
no matter if they say something, he can do a quick
little. It's almost like, you know, Gypsy Rose and her mom held hands quite a bit.
Listen, I have a great dad. Love him. He's amazing. I don't think we've ever held hands. Do you know what I'm saying?
That explains
that.
Even
hold
in
hands
like
with my
hard
dad
times.
All the time. No, I don't.
Do
oh, yeah, but that's
no. Do you know what I mean?
Son.
Like,
that's
it's
totally
a
different.
Very, it's a strange visual. When you look at it.
Especially in, it's like every single picture of them together.
They're leaving the courtroom.
Both of their
he's
hands.
Got both of their hands walking.
And these, at this
they're
point,
sitting
they're
in interviews.
Two adult women.
Yes. Sitting in interviews, both of their hands like this. He's in the middle. They're both on the side. It's very
creepy.
Kind of calculated. I'm sure the lawyer is like, you guys always have to be. He's in the middle.
That's
what User
it,
on
the
other side.
Them to do that.
You have to be holding hands always. You have to be this unit. You have to be, you know, this is the only way is what it seems because it's not natural. We know a lot of parents and we know people that have dads and I don't think I've ever seen anyone sit with their hand with their dad ever.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing.
My dad died of cancer to avoid holding hands with me.
100%.
So, yeah, it's weird. Do you think
they'll do anything to not hold hands with you, right?
Anything.
Same.
Do you think it is actually a lawyer thing, or do you think that
I think
that
it's an optics. I
him...
think it's all an optics thing.
I think that's very
because that's
possible.
What he has. All of the evidence against him is circumstantial. That's a fucking hard case. If you don't have any smoking gun DNA, your fingerprints are here, her blood is here, no, you have to go off of circumstantial. Now, when all you have is circumstantial, the other side, the defendant, can use optics in the same way. Because if all you have is optics on this side, they can try and trump the optics in their own way. We're a unit, we love her, we're speaking out against her, we're holding hands always, there's no way, we loved her. So when it's a case of he said she should, you know what I mean? You can do that. And it might fucking work. So
damn.
Mallory and Macy have always, spoken out in favor of the father, claiming he is innocent. In an interview with ABC, like I said, Macy claimed, I've never had a shred of doubt, to which Mallory agreed. So when the interviewer was like, have you guys ever doubted or whatever? They look to him first. They look to the interviewer and they say, we've never had a shred of doubt, and start crying. They're so emotional. They're always looking to the dad first and then answering, right? And he's got the hands. The whole time, the hands. They never do interviews alone. We've never just interviewed the daughters by themselves or him by himself. It's this unit where we can all kind of play against each other. And right? It's brilliant. Joel doesn't think he did it. It remains to be seen whether Barry Morphy will be charged with Suzanne's murder for a second time. But...
damn.
This is why I wanted to do the case, because I want to get ahead of this guy's getting fucking arrested again.
He's fucked.
Yeah.
He's
fucked. Yeah, he has to be.
But is he fucked? Do they have...
do they have
real
enough?
Real evidence?
Fuck.
Not really.
It's like the scuba diver case.
So
we all know he did it, but they can't get him.
So stay tuned to this. Listen to your Good Morning America's, your Today shows, and whatever. They're gonna something's going to come out. Whether he is, they've dropped the case, they've arrested him again.
Daughter's something turn, has the daughter's to happen. Turn on him, or they get the daughters alone and interview him.
I don't know, but something's going to happen, because this just came out a couple days ago of the autopsy results of the tranquilizer being in the body. So now they have a choice. What are they going to do? Let it go because they don't have enough real evidence? Or are they going to try and go to trial with circumstantial only, which is possible?
And well, also considering the fact that this is an ongoing investigation, there's going to be information that hasn't been released to the public yet.
Yes.
So there is
some things that we don't know.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be things that we don't know.
That the police are holding close, that they don't want out there. There is something that they found next to the bike or something that they're not letting people know that they found.
Two of the things that we didn't talk about during the episode, because it is... like a lot of this is still really nebulous because the case is still under investigation. There was allegedly a so-called weathered bullet found next to the body, and the DNA from the car, from Suzanne's car, that was connected to sexual assault cases
in multiple different states. Yeah, this was Barry's defense team that found and really leaned on. An unknown male DNA found on the glove box of her Range Rover, right? Or Land? What was it? It was Range Rover, right?
I mean, either one.
This is
you're
what
probably
we're dealing
gonna
with
be
here.
Finding some rapist DNA in there.
So, and it was like a tiny bit of unknown male DNA that they found on the glove box. Now,
is
how
this like
old
the dirty
is this?
Diaper thing? Is it poop or cum? Sorry.
Joel, we've been over this before.
It's touch DNA, isn't it? Which is always like, please.
Yeah, which you would also find in some diapers.
Yeah. But like,
so she
literally
was driving around
just
banging dudes?
Like,
is that what that means?
No, it means someone at some point touched her glove box that wasn't her husband.
What do you mean by glove box? I'm sorry.
Do you have a glove box in your...
Yeah, he's got...
You're being a piece of shit. Loser. A loser. I get it. I'm sorry. I forgot for a second that you were a piece of shit loser. And now I remember, Joel. So,
Jesse, I can't believe that you come back for this each week. You have to spend every Friday
so
evening fucking wrangling our
dumb asses. We needed that comment, right? Because we were just going to fucking... The thing is, with which I don't like an unfinished case, is because we could talk about it forever. And we can't. All I'm going to say is stay tuned. Either here... I mean, we're definitely going to have to do an update here. But stay tuned to your local...
Crime Corner.
National Crime Corner, and then local national news of Hoda. Hoda's going to say it.
I have to figure out.
Hoda will say it at some point.
If Hoda says anything,
man
I'll clip
accused
that.
Of. Yeah, you've got to clip that.
Yeah.
And that'll be our only update, is Hoda being like, man arrested in the, you know.
And I'll finally know who she is.
Yes, yeah. Finally, justice has been served for the missing Colorado mom on Mother's Day, right?
Mm-hmm. She takes a huge sip of her red wine at 6 in the morning.
Stay tuned!
Well, because as we all know, it's not over until the fat lady
Prolapses.
There it is. Shit,
I did it.
Should have queued that up a little bit better.
No, it was perfect. It was perfect. I think we always need to talk about fat ladies prolapsing.
I was trying to get the glove box joke to slowly lead to prolapse somehow, but I couldn't.
Oh, sorry. And it turned into me just berating you.
Yeah.
Sorry well, I mean,
it's
about
a,
that.
It's a long and rocky road to a prolapse.
It really is. It takes us a second. We all need to realize that we're there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big.